AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says the U.S. doesn't need help in the Iran war. Nevertheless, he thinks China, Japan, South Korea, and European allies should send warships to keep the Strait of Hormuz open. Ed Donahue has more.
Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the Strait of Hormuz is open for nations that it is not at war with.
It is only closed to the tankers and ships belong to our enemies, to those who are attacking us and their allies. Others are free to pass.
President Trump wants help reopening the strait.
We strongly encourage the other nations to get involved with us and get involved quickly and with great enthusiasm. I have that from a number of them, and I'd like to say their names, but frankly, I don't know if they would want me to or not, because maybe they don't want to be targeted. But I say, wouldn't matter if you're targeted or not, because this is a paper tiger that we're dealing with now.
Iranian strikes on commercial ships in and around the strait, and even just the threat of strikes, have slowed shipping there to a trickle. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oil prices eased a bit today, but Brent crude remains above $100 per barrel. However, gasoline prices are still climbing. AAA puts the national average at nearly $3.72 per gallon. Extreme weather has been a major story from coast to coast. Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
A lot of snow in the upper Midwest, but especially parts of southeast Minnesota into Wisconsin and Michigan.
FlightAware reports more than 4,200 flights canceled today, about 9,600 delayed. Many schools closed early in the mid-Atlantic where high winds were in the forecast and a threat of tornadoes. Out west, California and Arizona are dealing with unusually high temperatures for this time of year. Phoenix expecting 5 straight days of triple-digit temperatures. And Hawaii, too, where torrential rain has flooded homes and washed out roads. This is AP News. From slavery to the White House.
Descendants of John Ficklin, born a slave, have worked with 13 presidents for nearly 8 decades, from Franklin D. Roosevelt to Barack Obama. Ficklin's grandson, John Worry Ficklin, recounts that history in his new book.
We quietly served behind the scene to make progress in our country.
He spent 40 years on the National Security Council. His father, John Woodson Ficklin, worked 44 years as a White House butler and maitre d' and was an usher at JFK's funeral.
And I'm proud of my dad's service. I'm proud of my granddad. If you think about it, my dad and I both stand on my grandfather's shoulders.
Other Ficklin family members also worked at the White House over the years. His book, An Unusual Path, 3 generations from slavery to the White House, is out now. I'm Julie Walker.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.